ignoring the significance of national and regional particularities and various historical, cultural, and religious backgrounds under the pretext of universality can create significant challenges to respect, protect, and fulfillment the enjoyment of human rights. It is crucial that our efforts to promote human rights consider the unique cultural, political, and historical context of each country. A one-size-fits-all solution is neither effective nor appropriate. By respecting the diversity of state systems and national contexts, we can foster an environment of trust and cooperation. We have a deep belief in the universality of human rights and are convinced that this universality can truly contribute to the promotion and protection of human rights only when such efforts are endogenous, rooted in the cultural, historical, religious, national, and regional backgrounds of each country. We call on all states, OHCHR, and UN human rights mechanisms and treaty bodies to give due attention to this balance, ensuring it remains central to the promotion and protection of human rights. I thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. This was the last speaker that we could accommodate at this meeting on this agenda item. Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, I understand there is one delegation that have requested to exercise the right of reply on a statement delivered earlier today. And I give the floor to the representative of Lithuania. You have 3 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I am exercising the right of reply in response to the statement made by the delegation of Belarus during the item 9 Enhanced Interactive Dialogue to Advance Racial Justice and Equality in Law Enforcement. I would like to point out that Lithuania takes its international obligations very seriously. We are committed to protecting refugees, especially those escaping conflict and persecution in the country of origin. However, there is a clear distinction between regular, irregular, and instrumentalized immigration. For more than 3 years, Lithuania has continuously confronted the illegal practice of instrumentalized migration, as the authorities of neighboring Belarus have been luring foreign country nationals to their territory, issuing them tourist visas, bringing them near the EU border, and eventually